In 1882, Luis Frangi Tetamanti Rancho Alcurria immigrated from Italy, leaving behind his wife and six children, and arrived in La Plata a month after the foundational stone had been laid. There was nothing there at the time. 2 years later, he was able to gather enough money to bring his wife and children to La Plata and to buy the first plots on 16th Street. In November 1887, he founded the first bakery, La Sonambula, in what is now the neighborhood of Mediano Quinto. But at the time, it was all countryside. Until the 1930s, it was all barren land and dirt roads. Luis came with the profession of baker from Italy, and that's how they decided to start the family business. While the men of the family were working in the bakery and making deliveries with a sulky, and the women were in customer service. Leonildo and his wife went from having a neighborhood business to having a large family company that was pioneer in the province. La Sonambula had the first mechanized plant in the entire province of Buenos Aires with Italian and Swedish machinery. Additionally, Leonildo and his wife bought the bakery of La Rosa in 12th Street in 1926, when 12th Street was still a promise of what it would become decades later as a consolidated commercial street. La Rosa was left in the hands of the older children of the family. In the 1940s, the bakery became the most important confectionery in the city. It provided lunch services for weddings, 15th birthday parties for girls, and 18th birthday parties for boys. With time, the sacrifice of running the business, and with the heavy taxes, led Hipólito to decide to sell La Rosa and close La Sonambula, which had more than 130 years of history.